The wind is blowing and it's a rainy day here. I don't know what kind of day it is where you are, but above the clouds the sun is shining and God is so wonderful. And I hope you're trusting in Him. Brother Freedom's here and he's got his scripture open. God's going to give him some direction through the power of the Holy Ghost. And we're going to listen because we need it. I know I do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your wonderful goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty anointing. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom. Thank you for bringing healing to the listeners and salvation and deliverance. We just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you for this special day, for this surely is your day, and we rejoice and we're very glad of it. Lord, I think about that time when you told me to tell that lady, have a good day. And I pray for people all over America and all over the world to have a good day. Because I truly believe that the Lord makes a difference in us having a good day. I believe that troubles cause us all to fret. It causes us to be very concerned. And we can lose our joy very fast if we're not careful. So once again, I say I pray that each one of you will have a very good day. I pray that God will, from heaven, will enlighten you, touch you, make His face to shine upon you, to be gracious unto you forevermore. And if you have a need out there, if you need healing, whatever your need is, I pray that God will meet your need in the wonderful name of Jesus. I believe that there's nothing impossible to God. I believe that Daniel spoke and he said that there's going to be these perilous times, these things are going to come to pass. But he said God's people are going to do great and mighty exploits in this last hour. I believe it. And that means that God's Spirit's going to be alive in some degree with some few. I don't believe a lot of people will, but I believe that there is going to be some that's going to have the Spirit of God. Oh, come and see the glory of God. I believe the 91st Psalm is going to be actually upon the true believer in this last hour. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say the Lord. And I believe that, Father. I just pray. I believe this day is coming to pass. I pray that you touch your people in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the wonderful sacrifice that our Savior made, Jesus Christ, paid in full, that we might have redemption full, so clear that we would be acceptable in the Lord's side. Help us to realize that we have a way that seeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Father, help us to be excited about that way that leads to you this day. Few there be that find it, but there is a way. We have to search for you, and I praise you this day. I thank you for your goodness forevermore. Amen. I truly believe that we're living in the most wonderful day that's ever been for us spiritually. I had a brother that right here told me the other day that he heard about this man that had gotten killed. Another man was a pastor and would pray, didn't know who it was, so he came to where this accident was at, and the man, part of it was cut off, so they assumed he was dead, and I guess he was because he's in the presence of the Lord in heaven. And the man prayed for him, and when he did, he came back. But the man, he was upset. He said that there was nothing here that he wanted. He said that it's more real there than it is here. And eventually, he just gave up because he wanted to go back the other way. And I believe that heaven is that special. I believe that we cannot any way possibly in our human mind understand truly what it means. I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has in the heart of man, the things that are prepared from them that love God. But it says, the Bible says it, but God has brought them by a spirit tread. The Spirit searches away the deep things of God. If my words are not plain today, forgive me. I'll try to do my best. But I believe that God, He wants you to realize that His coming is very soon. It shouldn't be scary to believe in His coming. A lot of people believe it's sort of not to even think about it. But the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes to judgment. And it's true. We're all going to face eternity. We're all going to stand before our Heavenly Father. And how we've done, and the Bible says that everything that we've done, every deed, everything is going to be judged. Yet, maybe forgiven, but still we're going to stand and answer for them. The Bible plainly says the sheep will be on the right and the goats on the left. And the goats is the ones against God. It'd be Lucifer and his followers. His part of it is try to deceive all men, if possible, upon earth. And that deceiving is very where God finds out which way you want to. He gives us a choice. Do we follow him or we follow the other way? And as I studied it many, many years, it has to be partially about the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus plainly said, it's needful that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. So that's pretty plain to me. That's very needful. He said it's needful that I go to, because the Father is going to send forth the Comforter in my name. And he's going to reprove the world of sin. And you should receive power. Then people that have it are benefited by this what's taking place. And when you examine Jesus' life, there's nothing upon earth touched all areas yet without sin. So when you think about that, the same Spirit that lifted us up, the same Spirit lifted up Jesus. When he was being tempted, the Spirit was with him. And if Jesus needs the Spirit, how much more do we need the Spirit? We won't know these factors until the end of time. But what I'm saying, God's very merciful. When a child, I thought a child, I understood. But I think in growing, there's a great reward to those that come into the fullness. And there's great safety in coming to fullness. Now, I know that I haven't done my best. I tried, but I'd like to have been a lot better. But the only thing that I can say, everything that's been done through the Spirit has been perfect. When I got in the churches that didn't believe in the move of the Spirit, I started going downhill, and I couldn't help myself, but it was very hard on me. It was very hard. I couldn't survive. I'm just saying what I went through. But when the Spirit is, there is much power, there's much blessing. But the Spirit of the Lord is an armor inside of you, and it's an extra helper that gives you insight from heaven for your daily tasks. It's like knowing what to say, like a woman that I talked to one time. She's in bad shape. And I said, Lord, what you need? How can I help? Lord says, just tell her, have a good day. And when it was all over with, if I'd have said any other thing or any other words besides that, she'd have jumped all over me. Because she knew what the Bible was. But she had trouble where she went to church. She told me that she'd had horrible days from the time that she was a little girl to then. And God knew exactly how to reach her. I truly believe this, and God uses His Spirit. One time, in an instant, go tip a cat over, go down about 300, a couple hundred foot, and the Spirit of God just immediately is there, just there. It's ever-present help in the time of need. A rag was going into a pump on transmission, and God told me, man, I shut it off right then, or it would have destroyed the works of this machine that we just put together, because the man that was helping me was the owner, and he cleaned the case, and he left three rags in the case, which it has can't be no rags. And that's when it sucks that all, sucks it up, it gets plugs up the hole of the line, and it's gone. I mean, you've got no oil, so it starves out, and it gets hot real fast, and things happen. But the Spirit of God is for our benefit. It's for our help. I don't know why that people are so against it, unless... Well, I do, because it's the powers of darkness. He don't want us to have that special touch. He don't want us to have that regeneration that comes down that enables you to walk in victory. The way we've been taught, we just do what we can do, and that's good enough. But what I'm saying, this last hour, when you go before the Lord, and if it wasn't for the coming of the Lord, I wouldn't even be saying anything, because it's your choosing. But I think it's going to be, if you miss the coming of the Lord, it's going to be so terrible here on earth, it's going to be something you can't imagine. I had a dream about it. And right here in the post office, this town, I mean, we were going through the line there, and they says, do we accept, if we didn't renounce the Lord, we're going to be, just come my turn. And I woke up, but I don't know what would have happened. The Lord told me, he said, you need to be ready, but it's going to happen. It will happen. But when? It's like all these cities, all the United States, for all the world, but there's a lot of cities in the United States, it's going to happen. They've already figured out they're going to have earthquakes, major parts of the United States. But when, we don't know. But that's a part of this last day too. God has got all, arranging all these particles together. It's like a puzzle. But when they all come in, it starts making a picture. And when Jesus said, this will be the snare that shall come upon the face of the whole earth. You know, many people are going to miss because they're going to be, they'll believe in the coming of the Lord, but they're not seeing Him. They don't want, because we want to see Him. We believe in it, but believing and living in it is two different things. I can believe, but I need to be in it. I can believe it, but I have to apply it. I must practice it. I must practice what God has for me to energize from the heavenly powers that will help me to benefit me, that I might be alive in the Lord of God, that the heavenly powers would be a focus of my life in such a way that the powers of darkness cannot overtake me. Without His presence, we are not no match. And that's what I'm trying to say now. We're not equals with satanic beings, only with the power of God. I've been in Haiti. I know how Haiti's like, and that place sold out to Satan. That place was terrible, terrible, terrible. I know what it is to have people sell out to the enemy. Our country is selling out to the enemy. They don't want prayer in the school no more. They don't want to see God move no more. That's from the enemy. And then declaring by that, you accept this bad thing over here and you're rejecting what God has for us. We must wake up. We must, because we're facing a real day. It's going to be more real than any day you've had present to this time. You need to be clothed and protected by God's righteousness. You must have the fullness of God. You must have the strength of God. You must have the anointing of God. You must have favor of God that you'll be liberated and the glory of God be with you this day forevermore, because you're a spokesman for God. God's going to anoint these in the last hour that you'll be 1,000 shall come to thy 10,000 the right hand, but no shall look upon thee. That's going to take place. I've known this for quite a while. It's going to be 1,000 cannot touch you. 10,000! Because God says, I is over the righteous. The picture of God over the righteous is bigger than you think. It's having the anointing of God. The shelter, the mighty hand of God. Oh, the creation you, a clean heart, a pure spirit, a loving heart. Oh, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Love some of the love of God that we need so tremendous in our lives, that we have the overpowering of God's glory. We need to be overpowered with God. We're underpowered with God. We're getting to be. The enemy comes in and overpowers with his presence, and we're getting defeated. But see, the devil, we cannot understand him, because a lot of times he lets us, even if bad people can pray for you and get healed. Because the devil's got you already. But a wrong person to pray for you, and boy, you should be careful who prays for you. Make sure that God, because there's a payday. And that payday, you can't get over it. God's real. His forces are real. God is up and up on everything. He's straight across the... You know exactly how you stand with God. The enemy, you don't ever know. He lies, he cheats, he doesn't care. He hates you. He hates himself. He hates everything. God loves you. Everything that God has, He loves you. He's great. He's wonderful. Jesus loves you. The Holy Ghost wants to be with you as long as you're here upon this earth. The Holy Ghost wants to be with you to the time you exit out, and He's going to present you to Jesus at that day. What a wonderful day. A day of transformation from this life and another. But the Holy Ghost will go with us. And any time we come against Him, we're defeating them. Cutting off the hand that gives us His blessings. You know, we can still get so wrapped up in our churches and say, well, it's never been that way. Our church, but the church is going to be, they're going to come to an end too. All churches, our leadership is by man. I don't know how to start with this denomination, but one of God, the glory of God, I knew within it that day. I want to stay in God's church. I want to be in the center of His will. See, we're relying on people for our eternal salvation. God's way is sure. It's holy. It'll never let you go. It's available. But we must choose, and we're going to choose it every day of our life to the day that we cross over. My time is very short. I wish I'd been 100 times better. God is truly the best way.
It's been exciting. All the wonderful things that I've seen. The wonderful blessings. God is real. There for a couple years, every day was something wonderful. Never had seen things like that. I'd be driving down the road and the Lord says, turn off here to go to this ranch and they'll have this and this and this. Or go to this place here. They're going to have a wheel off and just go in there. And they say, how'd you know? And I didn't want to make them feel bad. I said, well, I'm just pray it. Nobody knew it. We just, that happened. But that's what the God that we serve. If he knows so much about these things that we, it was just things that I worked on, but us, he's more excited about us. He just gave me that to let me show what his power was. His power is everywhere. He knows who made this stone, this chair here, the man, the age, all about it. And maybe a woman helped. We just can't imagine how, and if we let go of this wonderful God, we have no protection. We have no protection of eternity. Because people that are not truly believers, they're going the other way. In Revelation 21st chapter, it says, all unbelievers, sorcerers, all liars, drunkards, all heady high men, love their pleasure more, all these things are going to have their place in the opposite side. And God wrote it up. Well, I didn't write it up, but I'm glad he's a true God. He's going to keep his word. You never heard before. He's got heaven already structured. Jesus has got the gold and the streets of gold that's so pure, so wonderful. And I'll tell you, they don't have no defects like we have down here. Everything is perfect. And we're all invited to be there. We're all invited there. Come, you my people. Come, come. I'm looking for you. He's long. And James says he longs for that day. We're not longing for it, but he is. That's what it's all been about. It's when his kids are coming up. We're his kids. Can't you all figure that out? That's why we've been fruitful and multiplied. Hopefully, there'd be some who would accept the love of God. The whole world is going to shambles, but it doesn't excuse any of us. God made a plan for all men, for every race, every color, to come to him, to know Jesus as a personal Savior, to have the fullness of God's glory, the glory cloud resting upon you. Oh, no ill shall fall thee, nor plague come down that, no plague shall fall thee, nor nothing shall offend thee. For God is here to enable you. His angels charge over thee, keep you in all the ways of hand, with a hand, lest an even dash that foot against a stone. God's here to uplift you, to uphold you, to bring healing your body, to set you free, to give you the joy of the Lord. Oh, praise God, happy days. We should be happy. Exceedingly joyful. We should sing songs. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of the holiness. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength, my fountain. My fountain is covered, flowing over with the glory of God. God's here to enable you this day to walk in victory, to walk with his blessing. Father, I just pray for God's blessing upon everyone in the whole world this day who will seek you. I pray that you'll come in their heart in a very special way. I pray that you include them in a very special way, that they'll have the peace in their heart this day. If they'll accept you as your personal Savior, they'll start walking in victory. They'll walk and not feel denied by the things of this world, the principality of the air, where they'll receive the full pardon, the elevation of your glory upon them in the very wonderful name of Jesus. I pray for a mighty blessing. I pray that you uphold everyone. Uphold your people. For Jesus, you paid in full that this day can be complete. This day, it's our part, whether we choose or reject. I pray this day that you'll receive Jesus. Receive Jesus this day. Receive the fullness. Receive the infilling of God's Holy Ghost upon you, and blessing for you, Jesus, evermore. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Have the peace of God in your life on the very fullest day. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Brother Clint. Amen.
Thanks for joining us, and God bless you. We hope you'll keep coming back to this page. There's over 300 messages here, and they're all anointed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.